You're listening to SBS News.
Renee Wooten is 29 years old. She's perfectly healthy and dreaming of starting a family. Not long ago, this was far from the case. Last October, she thought she had tonsillitis. What she actually had was a form of blood cancer called non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. She was one of the roughly 20 Australians who get diagnosed with this kind of thing every day. She says it took her by surprise in every way.
To be honest, it probably took me 2 or 3 weeks to actually be able to pronounce non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, because it is a mouthful. And yeah, when she said that it was a type of blood cancer, everything's a bit of a blur, and I just couldn't believe it, to be honest. I was like, there's no way. I think you have a mistake.
Ms. Wooten documented her journey with the cancer from start to finish. The realisation of her diagnosis sinking in brought on a wave of raw emotion. Around 4 weeks later, she started her 6-round cycle of chemotherapy. 7 in 10 Australians don't recognise the signs and symptoms of blood cancer, and unlike other forms of cancer, there are no screening programs. Chris Tanti is the Chief Executive Officer of the Leukaemia Foundation. He says that makes things particularly tough on Australians from non-English speaking backgrounds.
There's no way of working out whether you're at risk. So that then puts the onus on the individual to recognise those symptoms and then go to their GP. And what we know during COVID is no one is going to their GP, you know, and it's quite hard to get into, particularly for, you know, people of non-English speaking background.
Symptoms of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma can include painless swelling of the lymph nodes, fevers and night sweats. The Leukaemia Foundation has funded more than $50 million worth of blood cancer research since 2000. Mr. Tanti says that's on its way to bringing the best of tangible results.
Medicine is advancing all the time, and so long as we invest appropriately, we are likely to get to the point where we're not losing lives to blood cancer.
It wants to meet that goal by 2035. In March, Ms. Wooten met a significant goal of her own. Here it is, as she recorded it, as it happened.
These are absolutely tears of joy, because my scans are all clear and I'm officially in remission.
Ms. Wooten is now determined to not only share her story, but empower others.
I just knew that deep down this was not how my story was going to end. That was not an option for me. So I sat in the emotions, and when I felt sad, I allowed myself to feel that, and I allowed myself to feel all the stages of grief, and I was okay with that. And of course, there were days where I was angry and I was upset and I was mad and I questioned why me, but I'm just the biggest believer that life happens for you, not to you. And now I get to sit here and raise awareness and do all of the things, and I think that maybe that's why I got it.
Sunila Wasti, SBS News.